Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you to episode 9 of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of The Robinson Show on this February 27th. Got a lot to talk about. We've got the Winter Olympics to discuss. We've also got the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, and track and field to discuss. But when we come back from the break, we'll talk about what happened in Pyeongchang at the Winter Olympics. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, in our society today, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. It's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that. You're failing. And I don't think, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. We all are human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. But that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, that's just an opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it because you're growing.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back to The Robinson Show, everybody. And of course, we had the big Winter Olympics that wrapped up this past weekend. Of course, it was an eventful 2 weeks up in Pyeongchang, South Korea. So for a count of the Olympics, so for our Olympic medal count, let's get right to it. All right, our final Olympic medal count, we had Norway that totals 39 medals. Norway and Germany both won 14 gold medals. Norway had a total of 39. Germany had 31. Canada had a total of 29. The United States of America had a total of 23. The Netherlands finished with 20. Sweden had 14. South Korea had 17. Switzerland and France both had 15. Australia had 14. Japan finished with 13. Italy had 10. Olympic athletes from Russia finished with 17. Czech Republic had 7. Belarus had 3. China had 9. Slovakia finished with 3. Finland had 6. Great Britain finished with 5. Poland had 2. Hungary, Ukraine, and Belgium all had 1. Australia had 3, followed by Slovenia, Spain, and New Zealand had 2. And Latvia, Kazakhstan, and Liechtenstein, each, all those countries wound up with only 1 medal. And, you know, the Olympics are always fun. The Olympics are always my favorite, I would say it's probably my favorite sporting event. I like the Olympics more than the Super Bowl, more than the NBA Finals, and more than the World Series. I guess because with the Olympics, you have to wait every 4 years to watch your favorite athletes and also watch your favorite athletes participate in sports that you don't normally watch on American television on a regular basis, unless you frequent sports such as ski jumping or the half pipe or snowboarding on the internet. But if we could take away anything from this year's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, it was superstars. And we saw superstars and a whole lot of them. And then with superstars, we saw the return of Shaun White as he did his thing in a half pipe competition, winning the gold medal. After you hear the action, listen to what Shaun had to say about the whole experience.
Shaun White for the gold. 14:40. He needs the back-to-back to take down Ayumu and gets it. The second 14:40. Delta McQuist 12:60. Shaun White, one more hit. Will it be enough? Frontside 12. Perfect. That is the run that he needed, and he put it down.
And the score is in. It's the return of the king in the mid half pipe.
Shaun White takes the goal.
White is the new gold.
3-time Olympic gold medalist, man. You know, this honestly, I'm sure you can tell by my reactions at the bottom of the pipe, but this meant the world to me and my family and my team and. You know, here doing it for USA again, not only to be an Olympian again, but to be a gold medalist again is just unreal. And I'm proud of myself. I don't say that often, you know. It's like I try to bury it down in there so I can stay motivated and hungry for the next competition, because that's just how I do things. But I'm really taking this moment to be proud and thankful. And, yeah, it feels great.
Indeed, it does. It did feel great to watch Shaun White. This was his comeback Olympics. And, of course, like I mentioned earlier, I'm a big fan of the Olympics, both winter and the summer games. And truly, one of the great things I love about the Olympic Games is just the whole spirit of things. Again, athletes wait 4 years for this one moment to shine. And we know about Shaun White's rise in the sport of halfpipe. 2006 was his debut in Torino, Torino, Italy. Shaun White, he won a gold medal in 2006. 2010, he had his encore in Vancouver. He repeated as Olympic champion in his respected event. However, 4 years ago in 2014 in Sochi, a disappointment. But one of the great things about life is that you have an opportunity to redeem yourself. And certainly Shaun White redeemed himself in this year's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang by winning the gold medal in the men's halfpipe. So congratulations to Shaun White. And also we want to send another congratulations to a superstar that made her presence felt in her second Olympics, Michaela Schifrin.
Is going to take over the top spot, get into the final few gates. Coming down the hill, hanging on, and to the line by 0.4.
Yeah, I mean, this Olympics has been probably everything that an athlete should feel at something, you know, an event like the Olympics. Actually, there is no event like the Olympics besides the Olympics.
And I second that emotion, Mikhail. I feel the same way. There really is no event like the Olympics. Again, the Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, those are every year. But the Olympics are once every 4 years. And when you have that moment, you have to seize that opportunity. And Mikhaila seized her opportunity. Mikhaila won the gold medal in the 2014 in Sochi. And then also she repeated. She repeated as the Olympic champion in the women's giant slalom. And then also she picked up a silver medal in the downhill competition. So Mikhaila Shiffrin was a two-time medalist in Pyeongchang. Speaking of seizing your opportunity, 20 years was a long time for the women's United States women's hockey team, but it was worth the wait.
We go round by round. Jocelyn Lamoureux, two goals apiece in the shootout. Lamoureux moving in on Zabinas. She deep scores! Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! United States with gold in Pyeongchang!
Congratulations to the United States women's hockey team. 20 years was a long time, but it was definitely worth the wait. Their last time they won a gold medal was in the 1998 Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan. But nevertheless, they handled their business and defeated the arch rival Canada in a fantastic game and wound up going into a shootout. And so congratulations to the United States women, and also congratulations to a rising star in the making.
This is a glory run. Coming in to the first of my hopefully two 1080s. Let's see the second, Chloe. Comes around, back-to-back 1080s. First side 900. Chloe Kim, gold medal already around her neck, but she wants an even bigger score. Curtain call. 98-25, Chloe Kim, your Olympic champion.
Has been so inspirational, and I think I really got their work ethic. You know, I always want to do the best I can. I'm always working hard. So I think that's really cool. I don't know.
And it is really cool, and we have a rising star. We have a rising star was born at this year's Winter Olympics, Chloe Kim. I tell you what, the teenager from Southern California, and her story is so unique. Chloe's parents would drive her to her practices, five and a half hour trip up to the mountains in California for her practices. And I tell you what, that's what the Olympic experience is all about. It's about the sacrifice, not just for the athletes, but even the parents and the family members. They sacrifice so much, whether it be Chloe's parents taking the long drive to make sure their daughter was getting the practice time needed to excel in her sport, or financial sacrifices with Olympic athletes, because, like I said before, the Olympics are all about the human drama, and it's all about the emotion, it's all about the spirit, but it's also about sacrifices with both athletes and the parents as well. And certainly the sacrifice paid off as Chloe Kim won the gold medal in her event. Chloe was the gold medal winner in the women's half pipe and the snowboarding competition, so she's got a lot of sponsorships heading her way real soon. Matter of fact, her face is going to be on the Kellogg's Corn Flakes box, so Chloe already making a presence felt in the American public eye. So, again, superstars reign supreme, and current superstars and new superstars were the talk of the town at this year's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Also, Lindsey Vonn wrapped up her Olympic career. She took home a bronze medal in her alpine skiing competition. So congratulations to Lindsey on her great not just a great Olympic career, just on a great skiing career. I'm sure she'll be doing something in skiing. She'll, you know, pop up somewhere, maybe in commentating, or, you know, who knows what happens. But anyway, congratulations to Lindsay, and congratulations to all the Olympic athletes, and hopefully we'll see them again in 4 years in 2022 in Beijing. And also congratulations to the Canadian and the Nigerian women's bobsledding teams. They made history by the Nigerian and the Jamaican bobsledding teams. I stand corrected. Congratulations to the Nigerian and the Jamaican women's bobsledding teams. For the first time ever in Olympic history, Nigeria and Jamaica had those countries had women's bobsledding teams. The Nigerian team finished last. They finished 20th in their bobsledding competition, and Jamaica finished second to last, finished in 19th. But congratulations to those two countries for sending their women, having their women's bobsledding team for the first time ever in Olympic history. So the Winter Olympics were outstanding. They were exciting. Of course, South Korea looked like it was a gracious host, and the people looked very excited to be the center of the world for 2.5 weeks. And job well done to Pyeongchang, South Korea. So coming up next on the Robinson Show, we'll have NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball news, as well as NHL. We'll talk a little boxing and a little track and field. Stay tuned. It's more of the Robinson Show.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, the highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things, and then when you look at it, you know, you think, like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that, like, you know, you're failing it. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. You know, we all are human. We all have weaknesses, and I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just the opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. In the search box, Type in Ed Robinson.
All right, welcome back to the Robinson Show, everybody. A programming note to pass along. Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. My main man, Uncle Leroy Jr., handles his business with the Sports Chatter Show. You never know who he's going to have on the show. You never know. Tune in and find out. That's Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. My main man, Uncle Leroy Jr. with the Sports Chatter Show. All right, let's get you caught up on some NFL news. A lot has happened in the world of the NFL. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles agrees to a 3-year, $54 million contract extension. Bortles is guaranteed $26.5 million in the new deal. So Jacksonville, they believe in Blake Bortles at least for another 3 years. So let's see how that pans out. But it looks like it's right now a so-far-so-good situation. Bortles really shined bright this past regular season, and especially in the playoffs. And I think Jacksonville has a bright future with Leonard Fournette, and that defense has been outstanding. So congratulations to Blake Bortles for getting that contract extension. Also, the Detroit Lions have placed the franchise tag on defensive end Ezekiel Ansah. He's expected to sign his contract, where they'll pay him $17.5 million for this year. Punter Donnie Jones retires after 14 seasons in the league. He played for the Dolphins, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Texans, and recently the Philadelphia Eagles, where he won a Super Bowl with the Birds. Also, the New England Patriots are going to keep running back Brandon Bolden. He agreed to a 1-year extension. Bolden so far has played his entire 6-year career with the Patriots. Also, David Harris, a longtime linebacker for the New York Jets, is retiring after 11 seasons in the league. The Los Angeles Rams cornerback Marcus Peters from a trade from the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs will get draft picks as a part of the deal. Also, some NBA news to pass along. Last Friday night, Minnesota Timberwolves forward Jimmy Butler suffered an injury to his right knee. The good news for Timberwolves fans is that he didn't tear his ACL, so he won't be out for the rest of the season, but there is no timetable for his return. Also, some things happening in the world of Major League Baseball. Pitcher Tim Lincecum signs a 1-year deal with the Texas Rangers. Of course, Lincecum played 8 seasons with the San Francisco Giants and 1 year with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Also, first baseman Logan Morrison agrees to a 1-year deal with the Minnesota Twins. He played with the Tampa Bay Rays last year. Also, NHL trade deadline happened. A big trade was the the Boston Bruins acquire forward Rick Nash from the New York Rangers in exchange for forwards Ryan Spooner, Matt Beleski, and also defenseman Ryan Lindgren. Again, there were a lot of other trades that were made, and if you want to see more of those deals, you can go on to therobinsonreport.net. Also, there was a big triple header in boxing this past weekend on HBO's World Championship Boxing. You had a series of featherweight fights. Of course, the main event was Srisakit Swaringvingsai versus Juan Francisco Estrada. Of course, that was a great main event fight that HBO had brought to you. And if you want to see the highlights, you can go on therobinsonreport.net to check out that fight as well as the other fights that were featured during the featherweight triple header. Also, real quickly, got some track and field news to pass along to you. Starting this Thursday, from Thursday through Sunday, that's March 1st through March the 4th, it's going to be the 17th annual IAAF World Indoor Championships, the 2018 IAAF World Indoor Championships in Birmingham, England. And it's going to feature some of the best and brightest in track and field. And it's expected to say that Allyson Felix may be there. Some of the American runners are expected to be there. I think Allyson Felix is expected to run, Ajay Wilson, also Charlene Lipsey, and a couple of other great American runners, Christian Coleman. So it's going to be an exciting thing. Also, I expect Christina Manning and Sharika Nelvis to be in the competition as well. So, again, that's March 1st through the 4th. the IAAF World Indoor Championships, a big track and field event, that happens every 2 years. So you want to get excited for that. All the track and field fans out there, they're going to love that. So again, real quickly, every Friday, don't forget to tune in Friday at 7 p.m. with Uncle Leroy Jr. for the Sports Chatter Show. You learn a lot of things, and you're going to learn a lot of things. You never know who he's going to have on his show. So don't forget to tune into his program as Fridays at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's the Sports Chatter Show with Uncle Leroy Jr. And real quickly, flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. And also, don't forget, for all your latest news in the world of sports, you can tune in to, just go to the website, therobinsonreport.net. That's going to do it for me. I'm Ed Robinson. As always, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. And until next time, remember, stick to the script. So long.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.